I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Rain filled the South Florida air on Sunday, threatening to make a mess of the match. Champions for Charity at Medalist Golf Club. But four sporting icons didn't let bad weather dampen what turned out to be an exciting, fun-filled exhibition that raised $20 million for COVID-19 relief efforts. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning prevailed one-up over Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Mickelson trash-talked, as did announcer Charles Barkley. Justin Thomas, the number four player in the world, dished some dirt and offered some barbs while serving as an on-course reporter. Celebrities called in and offered challenge donations. Ultimately, after $10 million was pledged by the four players and Warner Media prior to the match, another $10 million was raised over the course of the afternoon via online and text donations and other pledges. All of the players were outfitted with custom golf carts with cameras focused on their faces and microphones available for questions from the announcers. Tiger might have got the best burn of the day on Mickelson when he was told to mark his ball on a green, and he said, "Do you want me to mark that with one of my U.S. Open medals?" Woods has won that tournament three times. Mickelson has six runner-ups in the championship, but no victories. Manning was the most talkative. Barkley had no problem dishing out as much abuse as possible. Brad Keselowski extended Jimmy Johnson's losing streak to 102 races, holding off the seven-time NASCAR champion in overtime early Monday in the Coca-Cola 600. Keselowski started in the back of the field, worked his way to the front at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and gambled in not pitting when caution stopped Chase Elliott from winning with two laps left. Elliott pitted, and Keselowski led a train of eight cars that stayed on the track. He lined up in front of Alex Bowman on the inside line, and Johnson, who's retiring from Cup racing at the end of the season, ahead of Keselowski teammate Ryan Blaney. It's the first win for Keselowski this season, his first Coca-Cola 600 victory, and the first win at this event for Ford in 18 years. Johnson had to settle for second in a Chevrolet, while Elliott rallied to third. The Sunday before Memorial Day is supposed to be a smorgasbord of motorsports that begins with Formula One at the Monaco Grand Prix, and then IndyCar and the Indianapolis 500, followed by NASCAR and its longest race on the calendar. But the pandemic has wiped out the first part of the F1 schedule, and like IndyCar, it's still waiting to start the season. Roger Penske, the new owner of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, has moved the Indy 500. It marks the first time since 1946 that the Indy 500 was not being run on Memorial Day weekend. A rain delay of nearly 90 minutes during the first stage of the race pushed the finish into Monday, but it still ended up just fine for Penske. He's the owner of Keselowski's car. The NBA has entered into exploratory conversations with Walt Disney Company about resuming its season at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando. That'll be in late July now, they say. It remains unclear whether the NBA will play the remainder of its regular season or proceed directly to the playoffs. But if they're not going to start till late July, I would say they're probably just going to hop into the playoffs. But the 220-acre ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, with three arenas and plenty of hotel accommodations, would allow the league to restart play while limiting outside exposure. The NBA has a Board of Governors call set for Friday, which is expected to provide additional details for teams on a timetable and plan to proceed with the season. The NBA is discussing a step-by-step plan for a resumption of the 2019-20 season that includes an initial two-week recall of players into team marketplaces for a period of quarantine, 1 to 2 weeks of individual workouts at team facilities, and a 2 to 3 week formal training camp. Barring an unforeseen turn of events, many NBA owners, executives, and National Basketball Players Association elders believe that Commissioner Adam Silver will greenlight the return to play in June, with games expected to resume sometime before the end of July. And the National Hockey League Players Association Executive Board has voted to approve a 24-team conference-based playoff format for a potential restart of the 2019-20 NHL season this summer. Under the plan, the top four seeds in each conference, as determined by their standings points percentage when the regular season was paused March 12th, they would receive the byes through a round of best-of-five play-in series, which feature the 5 through 12 seeds in each conference. Those play-in series would determine which teams advanced to a traditional 16-team Stanley Cup playoff bracket, which would have seven-game series. It has not been determined when and how players will be able to return to their training facilities. There are still major issues on which the players and NHL have to find common ground, including where the games will be played and how players will be tested for COVID-19. Those top four teams in each conference won't sit by idly. The top four teams would essentially play some form of a round-robin tournament that would potentially reseed them before the round of 16. The Minnesota Wild are the 10th seed in the Western Conference and will open the play-in round of postseason at Vancouver in a best-of-five series. Sports, news, local events, the shopping show, all can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And you can look us up on Twitter and Facebook as well. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.